You're listening to SBS News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says American voters are looking for new leadership in the wake of last week's disappointing midterm elections, as he positions himself as a potential alternative to his one-time boss, Donald Trump. Mr. Pence spoke on camera a day after the release of his new memoir, So Help Me God, which happened to coincide with Mr. Trump's announcement of another bid for the White House. In that conversation, Mr. Pence declined to say whether he believes Mr. Trump is fit to be president again, saying only that he thinks the country will have better options in 2 years.
I think we will have better choices in 2024, and I'm very confident that Republican primary voters will choose wisely.
Mr. Pence says he had not watched Mr. Trump's full announcement speech, but made the case voters are looking for a new direction.
You know, the president has every right to stand for election again. But Jill, I have a genuine sense that the American people are looking for new leadership that could unite our country around our highest ideals, that would reflect the respect and civility the American people show to one another every day while still advancing the policies that we advanced during those years of service.
Mr. Trump's campaign launch comes as Republicans continue to grapple with disappointing midterm elections in which they failed to wrest control of the Senate and appear on track to win only the narrowest majority in the House despite voters' deep concerns over inflation and the direction of the country. While Mr. Pence says he was pleased Republicans appeared poised to take the House, he acknowledged the election wasn't what his party had hoped for.
So I welcome the success of Republicans in the House, but it wasn't quite the red wave that we all had hoped for. I certainly would have liked to see us win a majority in the Senate. But my conclusion looking at the results, after having traveled to some 35 states campaigning for candidates for the House and Senate and for governor, is the candidates that were focused on the future, focused on the challenges the American people are facing today and the solutions to those challenges, did quite well.
Mr. Pence spoke about the January 6th riots on Capitol Hill, saying he'll never forget the simmering indignation he felt when rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." In his book, Mr. Pence writes in detail about his experience on the 6th of January, saying Trump's reckless words endangered his family and everyone at the Capitol that day.
Well, I believe everyone that rioted at the Capitol needs to be held to the strictest account of the law. I said it that day, and it continues to be my position. I'll never forget the simmering indignation that I felt that day, seeing those sights on the cell phones as we gathered in the loading dock below the Senate chamber. I couldn't help but think, not this, not here, not in America. But with regard to others, with regard to those in the political debate, I think that's up to the American people.
As he mounts another run for president, Mr. Trump, by all accounts, is still the same Donald Trump as seen previously, aggrieved, petulant, and tunnel-focused on his political standing. But it's the electoral landscape around him that has changed. Francis Fukuyama is a senior fellow at Stanford University and is the author of The End of History and The Last Man, as well as author of Liberalism and Its Discontent. He explains.
First of all, the media is probably going to cover him in a different way. You can already see that just in the days since the election, where, you know, in 2016, everybody was bending over backwards to be even-handed and to give him the benefit of the doubt when he said something really crazy. I don't think they're going to do that anymore.
Mr. Fukuyama says Mr. Trump's announcement that he's running for president has caused great concern within the Republican Party.
There's going to be real fear among Republicans that, you know, he's going to bring the party to yet another election, another losing election. And it's really not that they've woken up to the threat that he represents to democracy. It's that they're afraid they'll never get back into power if they stick with him. And I think that's what's going to drive politics on that side of the aisle.
Mr. Fukuyama says a Trump victory in 2024 would be like a bad dream.
Another Trump presidency is kind of, for me, a nightmare to envision because, you know, he will be driven so much by personal resentment and revenge and wanting to get back at his enemies And he's going to use all of the powers of the U.S. government, you know, to do that, plus a lot of powers that he really shouldn't have if he's reelected. So I think that, you know, for the sake of American institutions and constitutional government in this country, it's really important that he not get back into power.
Meantime, some students of the University of Houston in Houston, Texas, expressed trepidation following the news former President Donald Trump would run for president in 2024. Samantha Torres-Locano, an 18-year-old junior at the University of Houston, says the politically divisive climate online makes her anxious.
Honestly, I'm kind of nervous because pretty sure a lot of the MAGA supporters are going to come out a little bit more strong. There's a lot of people that are saying the Republican, like, red wave is going to come. And I think they're going to try to kind of make their voices a little bit more heard now that, like, Twitter is all over the place. So just kind of nervous on how things go.
Noelle Barron, a 25-year-old student at the University of Houston, said he'd prefer any Republican running for president over Mr. Trump.
Yeah, so I've been paying a little attention, and I saw like a lot of Trump-backed candidates didn't really do so well in the midterms. So I hope he doesn't do too well. And honestly, the other options aren't too exciting for me either. But I would personally take anybody over Trump, and hopefully that's what we get.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.